Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you may want to do that. We had three people called us yesterday in the last 3 minutes of the program. Folks, let me give you the little lecture, which is there's just no way to get all three of you on. We got one person on, right? But the other two, just call earlier in the program, right? You get as much time as I can possibly give you. And it won't be as rushed. But the program, let me just reiterate, because part of it may be when you're hearing the program. I do the program live Monday through Friday from noon to 3, okay? Which means if you're on the East Coast, that's 9 to noon, right? If you're somewhere in between, you can figure it out, all right? But if you're on the East Coast, lunchtime. If you're on the West Coast, breakfast time. If you're somewhere in between, brunch, I guess. And the phone number is the same, 855-99-37569. And all you have to do to get hold of me is give me a call. All right? Today's a really interesting day. All right, what do these three things have in common? Actually, one is Titanic sank. One is Lincoln died, even though he was basically dead the day before, and the Titanic was basically dead in the water the day before. But nevertheless, both events actually occurred. The end point occurred today, and it's income tax day. What do we have in common? Misery. Weeping, right? All right. It's also, interestingly enough, not only is it the day that Lincoln died, but it's the day that he called for it. How weird is this? In 1861, it was the day that he called for 75,000 volunteers to quell the insurrection that became the American Civil War.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a little weird?
And he died 4 years to the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And the Civil War had been over for less than a week. Civil War ended on Saturday.
Mm.
So this is Wednesday. So what, 5 days after?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's also the day, interestingly enough, or maybe coincidentally enough, or maybe there's just something about April, that the Articles of Peace ending the American Revolutionary War in 1783 were drawn up.
Hmm.
It didn't officially end, but still, maybe there's just something about spring that people are thinking, okay, get home to the harvest, to the wife and kids, to the tulips, enough of this already. Which seems reasonable to me, although, I don't know, as a student, right, we always planned our protests this time of year because it was close enough, it was warm weather out. I mean, who wants to protest when it's snowing, right, or raining? You want to protest when it's nice because then it's a semi-legitimate reason to cut class. Wrong. It's why students should be paying for their own education. If you're paying for your own education, the idea of cutting class somehow is a little less cutesy. But it's far enough away from finals that you're not going to figure you're going to flunk out if you protest. So it's the perfect time of year. It's always what happens. I mean, anytime you go to a college campus, it's the time of year where everybody's sort of wearing shorts and rollerblading and carrying posters. It's that time of year. GE, believe it or not, General Electric, was formed on this very day in 1892. We know the Titanic sank. Insulin became available on this day in 1923, with people with diabetes. That's real. I mean, that's what, less than 100 years. It's what, 92 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That seems both, insulin seems both very modern, and it's always been here. I suppose if you're diabetic, it doesn't feel that way at all. Although there are now insulin pumps, all sorts of interesting things. It's the day of the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927, which is the most destructive flood in U.S. history. So there you go.
Hmm.
This is something that I know you'll appreciate. And Jackie Robinson debuted for the Brooklyn Dodgers, breaking baseball's color line in 1947. He was number 42, right?
Yep. As an African American, I can tell you that this day is certainly a special one for me personally.
Do you do anything special?
Not
take the day off and go to a baseball game or something?
Well, I actually am going to the Minnesota Twins game tonight. They're playing Kansas City tonight. Usually if the Twins are, if they have a home game on April 15th, I usually try and go. And this year, of course, they do. So
there you go.
I'm going to be out there at the old ball game tonight.
I got your number, right? There you go. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's also the day that the first Ford Mustang rolled off the showroom floor in 1964.
Hmm.
2 days before it was set to go on sale. I always thought the Mustang was a cool car. I still do, the old Mustang convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And today is the day that McDonald's restaurant dates its founding because it was the first franchise that was opened by Ray Kroc in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Hmm.
I guess it's Des Plaines, isn't it? I don't know how you pronounce it.
It might be Des Plaines.
Pardon?
It might be Des Plaines.
Maybe.
If somebody's listening, they can give us a call.
Yeah, that would be helpful. But we know he started in Southern California, but the first franchise, and so they don't count it as the current McDonald's until they franchised it, I guess, which makes some sense,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I mean, that's kind of how we think of McDonald's. I actually know a number of, I guess it was in the documentary about Broke, of a number of sports figures that own several franchises, McDonald's franchises. You have to go to McDonald's University, apparently, to own a franchise. It's an interesting sort of... I guess there's a lot of money to be made in it still. It's the number one brand still. I think it is. That and Coca-Cola are the number one most recognized brands in the world. I think Marlboro was at one point, too. Hopefully Marlboro isn't quite as much anymore. So you paid your taxes, right?
Yep.
You did your taxes.
I actually got a return.
Well, I actually would have gotten a refund, but my accountant just said to apply it to next year's taxes.
Mm-hmm. I went and I actually did my taxes back in February.
You've already spent the money, huh?
Yeah. Well, I used it to put some money down on the new car that I got, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. Did you spend all of it that way?
No, I actually put a little bit of it into a little savings account.
So you take more deductions than you really need. So you've got to enforce savings. I mean, in the old days when you were getting, 10% on your money, that was not a wise thing to do because the government just got the interest. But now with it under 1%, might as well.
Yeah. I usually just have more deductions so that I'm less likely to have to
pony up.
Yeah, less likely to have to pay in by the time this dreaded day comes.
Yeah, I know. You've got till midnight tonight. You can also get an extension.
Yeah, I think you have to apply for an extension.
You do have to apply for it. You can't just say, okay, I don't think I'm going to pay now, so
and
consider
the
extension.
The extension, I think it goes to, October or something?
Yeah.
Usually?
I think October 15th or something, which is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my accountant is always trying to convince me to do that, and I'm always trying to convince him I don't want to. I want to be in the great sea, the great tide of income tax returns. And he's doing it for his convenience, not me. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I still owe the money. Mm. You still have to send it in. But in terms of the actual filing, I'm saying, look, if you can't get my taxes done on time, that's fine. I'll get another accountant, but I'm not going to do this to make it easy for you. That doesn't seem to me to make any sense. So my accountant, of course, adores me, but he did FedEx me. Forms last night.
Yeah.
Little acting out there. In some kind of interesting new research, did you see this thing about Tylenol? That Tylenol apparently is not only good about pain, but it tends to dull your emotions.
I saw the headline. I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, it turns out what they did was I don't know why somebody suspected this. This is one of those interesting things that you actually want to know a little bit more about the sort of thinking behind it. What they did was they took 82 people and they gave them a Tylenol. Half of them got acetaminophen and the other had just got a sugar pill. And they were shown, an hour later, they were shown emotional pictures and were supposed to look and see, and they explained what they felt. And it turned out that the researchers said the painkillers gave more neutral and less emotionally intense responses. So it may be that Tylenol, what a surprise, has more far-reaching effects than we think.
Hmm.
Oh, I know. Which is kind of interesting and scary all at the same time. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's best idea to give me a holler, 855-99-37569. Since today is Income Tax Day, I thought what we should do is put you in charge of the government for the day, since you're paying for it. We're all paying for it, and saying, what would you like the government to spend more or less on, and why? And I said, be specific. All right. So, Manny, do you have what you would like? It's not fair to say expand the baseball league to 400 teams. That's not an okay suggestion.
No, I would actually, I would hate that, actually, if they did that.
Okay, so we're not going to do that.
I don't know. It's hard to say because, you know, everything seems to take money. You know what I mean? Where it takes money to run everything. But I would say definitely I think it should be spent more on education because I think, especially when so many countries around the world are consistently ahead of us.
Yeah, I think we're 17th or something.
Yeah. I mean, if we can just invest in, and pump some more.
Well, part of it is I think it can't be just throwing money at it because here's the issue. It was actually interesting. I was talking with somebody about charter schools a couple of days ago. And charter schools, as you're probably aware, are voucher systems where a community goes to the federal government and says, we want the equivalent of what you would pay in a public school. And they are public schools. They're quite often they're competitive applications. But it turns out, guess how much a charter school gets per kid? I think it's elementary education. I don't know if it changes for high school or not. Would you like to take a guess?
How much they get per kid?
Mm-hmm. For a school year. Take a guess. I mean, there's no particular way to figure this out, except, you know, it's sort of an interesting amount as far as I'm concerned. Just take a guess.
A couple thousand a year, maybe?
14,000
a year.
Yeah. Mm. And they can do this.
And that's for one kid.
For one kid.
On average.
Which is presumably what it costs in whatever. I think this is either New Jersey or New York. I think it may be New Jersey. And they are able to educate without raising money from anybody else. Hmm. They're able to educate and well educate kids, give them a good education. And the reason is, because I think if you figure it out that most education costs more than that, is it's not the amount of money that goes to the teachers. Huge amount of money in education is overhead for the bureaucracy, for the Board of Education, for the principals, for people who... And the way that charter schools get around it is that their coaches and their principals, there's nobody that doesn't have a teaching responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that the overhead is minimal. It's not non-existent. And it turns out I think New Jersey is the state that has the highest percentage of non-teachers personnel to teacher. The ratio has the highest. And it's why, and it's certainly part of the problem is that if the money is going to non-academic, and certainly, I mean, I'm the last person to say that you don't need somebody, I suppose, to organize the textbooks and the physical plant and things of that sort. But it's just incredibly disproportionate. And states that have a more reasonable ratio do much better on terms of standardized tests and whatever. So it's not a matter of just throwing money at the system. And it's a matter of figuring out how to... It's like a lot of things that you have to look at where the money's being spent and how to make sure that your dollars are more actively used and are reaching the people that you intend. We've talked about the police department. And nobody's in favor of cutting the police budgets, but if you look at how much money is actually going to active police, people who are on the payroll now who are actively working, as opposed to people who are either on pensions or, I mean, it's completely disproportionate.
Mm.
So what I would like to see the government do, since it's the government, although it makes me kind of nervous to even think about getting the government involved because I think I, like everybody else, have this kind of jaundiced view as if you give it to the government, it's like a committee building a camel. You know, you're going to get all sorts of, what is it, that a camel is a horse built by a committee?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's a mess. But I'd really like someone to come in and not in a draconian way, not saying, okay, you know, poor people don't, you know, they don't vote very much, so let's cut their budget. But just saying, where is the way that we could make this a more efficient system? And it may be deploying people to other areas. And it's not about massive layoffs as much as, making our dollars more efficient, more effective, because it's, I mean, I think we're a country that truly believes in taking care of each other, but it's gotten to be such a bloated, I don't think anybody trusts the government anymore. I don't think we trust any particular branch of the government. And we feel that there's no such thing as a bureaucrat who really has the nation's best interest at heart, and I'm sure there are some. But, man, I just think it's not, we're just doing such a crummy job. You know, I told you there was a, we did an interview a couple of years ago about two guys from California who decided they should have two things as part of the Constitution, two amendments to the Constitution. One is that you could not read, or you could not vote, the Senate and the House of Representatives could not vote on a piece of legislation until they'd read it. Wow, talk about radical.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was number one. And number two, that any legislation had to be published publicly 2 weeks before it was going to be voted on. Those are the two radical, wide-eyed, screaming kind of issues that they wanted to be part of our Constitution. So they went to what they figured was the smallest state that had the least number of people to try and get to put it on the ballot, which was North Dakota. And they couldn't get it done. Which is shocking. And I think that there were just so many people sort of lined up against it. But think about requiring someone to read a piece of legislation before they voted on it so they know what they're voting on, as opposed to just following someone else's lead or someone else's peer pressure, whatever, and having that legislation available to the public so they could read it. They would know what laws were going to be enacted in their name. Couldn't get it done. Which is scary.
Yeah.
So my whole thing about government is not where you would redistribute it, but how you would make people accountable.
Yeah.
I know. I believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny as well. Okay. Well, let's see what other people, hopefully, maybe they're a little more practical than I am.
We'll start with Marquita. She says, less on the military. We have almost nothing to show for the ridiculous amounts of money we've spent in recent decades, and more on education, especially trades for adults and recent high school graduates. Americans are hardly equipped in money or information to handle the oncoming technological changes we're going to go through.
Yeah, it's kind of what I decided in the last couple of months to do with my foundation. I'm going to talk about that a little bit when we come back. I think I've discovered a gap that hopefully I can be as efficient as I'd like the government to be. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you for a few years.
Cool. How am I going to help you today, Michelle?
I'm concerned, and I'd like to know your opinion on whether or not my husband might be or is a pedophile.
How long have you been married?
8 years.
Yeah, how old is he?
He is 48. I'm 46.
Okay. Do you have children together?
Yes. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and it was my 7-year-old that I found him tickling my son while my son was naked on a couple occasions. Four. Over a 5-week period.
Did you say something to him about it?
Each time I said something, the first time I took him aside, my husband, and I said, this is inappropriate. He's 7 years old and blah, blah, blah. You know, he can do things for himself, bathe himself, go to the bathroom himself. He doesn't need this.
Well, but I thought you said he was tickling him.
He was tickling my son while my son was naked.
Well, but What did that have to do with going to the bathroom or taking a bath?
Well, because he has certain reasons, perhaps, to be tickling and or to be touching him naked, but not to just go out and be tickling him, taking his clothes off and tickling him naked.
So your child had your husband took your child's clothes off?
I don't know if my husband did or my son did. But
well, for example, was he getting ready for bed?
On two of the occasions, but on the third occasion, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I said, son, why are your clothes off? He says, I don't know. And about 2 weeks after that, I found out my husband told the neighbor, yay, all about it, and said that I was overreacting and that he was getting out of the shower, which was a complete lie, and he was not ever in the shower.
Are you and your husband, I mean, I'm just... I don't know. I mean,
we have problems.
That's what it sounds like.
I've wondered what his sexual orientation was. We haven't had sex in 3 years.
Well, but that because the two of you haven't had sex doesn't necessarily make him a pedophile.
No, but after telling him several times that this isn't appropriate, it's wrong, it's unacceptable.
Well, but that doesn't mean...
Why is he still tickling him?
Well, but he may not view it. If I said to you... fixing your husband bacon and eggs that are fried in grease is really inappropriate. It's going to kill him. If that's what you grew up with, you may continue to do that. Because I believe it to be true doesn't necessarily mean you're going to believe it to be true.
True. And then there was one more thing that took place. On the last occasion, I had said, that's it. There's no more tickling allowed in this house, period, by anybody. Then he continued. Then he tickled my younger son, was very sensitive, and cried and said, Daddy, that hurts. No tickling. Mom says no tickling. So a couple days later, I said, Nathan, is your dad still tickling you? And he said, yes.
Well,
and I said, well, where? And so I said, in your armpits? He said, no. I touched his lower abdomen. He said, yes. I touched his inner thighs. He said, yes. And I touched his private area, and he said, yes. So I called my therapist, and he called social services, and social services called the police, and there was an investigation. And they said that it was all circumstantial.
Well, Michelle, if you've already called the cops, why are you calling me?
They all said it's circumstantial, but I still believe in my heart that there's no reason for him to be doing this. Why would he?
Maybe he was tickled. I mean, tickling is one of those things that I can remember as a kid being tickled a lot. It's now sort of somehow morphed into behavior that's unacceptable because a lot of people feel that it's not comfortable for the child, that it's manipulative, and that it may or may not have sexual overtones. So tickling has been one of those things that went from being very benign, innocent behavior to not so innocent behavior. And I'm not sure the behavior has changed, but clearly the perception of the behavior has changed. But it seems to me that we're talking about a bunch of different things here. First of all, as I said, me calling, I mean, you've had people on the scene. So are you and your husband living together?
We were until he got a new job in Virginia.
How long ago was that?
February. And he's still, you know, he comes home. And he was hoping that we would move there.
Well, but before...
And live as a family together.
You're telling me you haven't had sex with your... Why have you not had sex with your husband for 3 years?
I don't think he's wanted it. He's said strange things.
Like what? What's a strange thing?
Like when I asked him, you know, this would make me feel good. Why don't we try this? He says, oh, I'm not comfortable with that.
What was the this that we were trying?
A different position, a different room.
How long?
Try to touch me with more sensitivity.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you how long did the two of you know each other before you got married?
Well, we got in about a year.
Okay. Did you live in the same state?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Were you sexual before you got married?
A little bit.
Had either of you been married before?
I have. He was a virgin. 40-year-old virgin.
Well, I mean, it's not unheard of. How long had you been divorced?
I was 9 years divorced before
okay.
I remarried.
And you had no children from the first marriage?
Correct.
Okay. Were you molested as a child?
Yes.
Do you think that might influence your perceptions a bit?
I don't think so anymore. I've had a lot of therapy. I have a good, healthy attitude about it. I no longer feel guilty. I no longer feel responsible. I put things in perspective.
Well, but Michelle,
I say I'm wiser.
But Michelle, does it? I mean, look, I don't know what's going on. It sounds to me that you've got a marriage that's in terrible shape, and the two of you are really angry with each other. I don't know whether either of you have any interest in continuing the marriage, and if so, I think the two of you need to run, not walk, to a therapist instantly.
We've been in therapy for a year now.
Well, but how can
He's interested, I'm not.
Well, then you shouldn't be in therapy with somebody if you're not interested in working on the marriage. That makes no sense, number one. Number two, that even if the two of you are apart, he is their biological father and should have access to them. So
correct.
The issue about whether or not they're at sexual risk is a really important thing to ascertain.
Right.
The fact that you were molested as a child, I think, is going to inevitably affect your perceptions. That it's kind of like, look, let me give you another metaphor that may be a little easier to understand, which is, or to sort of identify with. If I come from an alcoholic family, and you and I go out and you have a glass of champagne, and I get really tense and pick an argue with you because I figure, great, here's one more person in my life who's just going to get sloppy drunk, and all you've had was a glass of champagne. You can see that my experience is so going to color my experience with you, and it's very hard to tease that out, especially if both my parents were alcoholics. And
yeah,
maybe and all I'm saying is that tickling, again, is one of those areas that's gotten so gray. And again, I don't know. I'm not there. I think certainly having both children feel that they could, that they can. I mean, clearly your five-year-old was very comfortable saying to his father, don't do this. I mean, and presumably your
seven-year-old loves it.
Well, so presumably it's not, it feels okay. And I mean, it's the whole, it's not, if we take it out of the realm of tickling for a moment, which even the word itself has gotten kind of.
No, wait, I don't mind him tickling him, but not naked. And not at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and not lying.
Well, why would 4 o'clock in the afternoon, what's an okay time?
Well, maybe they're getting ready for bed, like you say, but to lie to a neighbor, even tell a neighbor, that he was getting out of the shower and that I was just overreacting.
What if we said to both children,
okay,
not only with respect to mom and dad, but with respect to aunts and uncles and grandparents and neighbors and teachers, that no one is ever allowed to touch you on your bathing suit lines without permission, number one. Number two, it may be that we need to sort of point out that in the household, that because you're the girl and there are three boys, that maybe everybody wears underpants in the household when they're wandering around, that we don't wander around naked, and when we're in the bathroom, that we close the door and we're in there by ourselves. So that you can kind of set up some guidelines that aren't specifically, because I think to accuse your husband of pedophilia if he's not and keep the children away from him is going to do him great harm. Do them great harm, and in the long run will do your relationship with them great harm. On the other hand,
I'm not going to keep them away, but I
well, but Michelle,
him,
if he's a,
be alone with him
if,
without
well,
me here.
But Michelle, if he's a pedophile, you don't have much choice. If he's not, what you're doing is immoral and unethical and unfair and damaging. So it really is important to separate that out.
How do I know?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? And I think part of it is that maybe you and your husband have to be civil enough with one another to sit down with a therapist and say, look, here's what's going on, here's what's not going on, and sort of take into account that it makes, and I think what I would do if I were in your shoes is going to your husband and say, look, I don't really think you're a pedophile, it just makes me uncomfortable, I have a history of being molested, and it brings up a whole lot of anxieties for me, so can you not do it?
Okay, that I did, but he continued.
Well, then I think the two of you have such a massive marital problem. I don't think anybody's, I mean, I think your kids are really being put at risk, not so much by his behavior, but the fact, or maybe by his behavior, but by the fact that the two of you can't talk sensibly about anything. And I think you're going to have to find somebody who's going to mediate between the two of you, because it sounds like you're headed for a divorce, which means you're headed for custody issues. And you're going to have a war going on here that's really going to be damaging to the kids if you're not careful.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, in honor of the fact that this is Income Tax Day, we're talking about not only your life, your family, but your government, and how if you were in charge, you would redistribute or keep things the same, and why, in terms, because today's the day that you get to figure out that you're the consumer. You're the one who's paying for it. You're the employer, in theory. All right, so what would you do differently? All right, let's hear what else we got.
We continue on with Barbara. Barbara says, and this was actually in response to Marquita's comment. She says, I agree as well.
Manny, I can't hear you.
How's that?
Still can hear you not very well.
Better. All right. Barbara says, leave our money here in the U.S. instead of giving foreign aid.
Well, you know, foreign aid, especially, I mean, if you look at sort of the world has kind of become interrelated. And foreign aid, I mean, I don't think we necessarily, I mean, for example, let's just look at Ebola in Africa. And I don't know how much actual foreign aid went there. My guess is some. And there were a lot of organizations that either sent people or money or supplies. But presumably, I mean, let's just look at that issue, that one issue temporarily of disease. And to a certain extent, we are a world economy, or we're a world. If we could look at the fact that we are a world economy, and if one economy fails, then it becomes that horrible phrase, the domino effect. So, you know, if we shore up, for example, if we give money, well, Toyota is maybe a good idea, although they're doing exactly the opposite. I think it's Toyota that owns like 800 patents on electric cars, and they decided to make them all available, all their research and all their patents, to all car manufacturers, on the idea being that one electric car can probably not survive. But if you get a whole lot of manufacturers who are involved and interested and view electric cars as profitable, then you're going to have electric cars, which is going to make the use of fossil-based fuels much less necessary. So it's a good example, I think, of, and I think foreign aid, depending on where it's spent, how it's spent, and as one of the previous people said, that I'd rather assure, support a government as opposed to shoot people in a war. And I know that a lot of what goes on these days is civil wars, but still, to sort of help with education, help with research, help with development, because in the statement that Toyota has understood, it's in their best interest to have a lot of people working on things that would have ordinarily been viewed as proprietary, that they could make a lot of money on it. But what they're saying is, we can't make a lot of money on it unless it's widespread, and the only way to make it widespread is to share it. And that seems to me a very enlightened, very sort of modern philosophy of how, and especially from a part of the world that in theory has not been particularly willing to share, especially technology, with essentially foreigners. So I don't know. I mean, I would like for us to think, I think it was Eisenhower said, since World War II, we really haven't had a foreign policy. We just react. There is no policy. And again, it's not that I'm saying that one department is bad and another is good. I just think things are out of control, that there's nobody who knows what's going on. And the government, and it's not just true here. I think it's true probably in every country. Nobody really knows what's going on because it's so huge. But that's not a good enough excuse, that we need to figure out a way to have oversights, to have somebody who's in charge, to have somebody who's looking at things, to saying, well, what are the ramifications here? I mean, we're a country of vast resources, including very smart people and, in theory, well-educated people, although, as you point out, we're 17th in the world. Not a great idea. We're lower than that on infant and maternal mortality. I mean, we're not doing terribly well, even though we pretend we are. And it's not because we don't have the resources. It's because somehow I think, and I do blame partially the government, that we look to government to be able to do the right thing. And I think government has become so large and so bloated that they don't even know. Nobody knows what the right thing is. And I've met a lot of people in government, and a lot of them are very, I mean, there's some idiots. There's some deadwood who are there because all they wanted to do was get their 3 years so they could stay there forever and do nothing. But by and large, they're not. By and large, they're people who really want to make the world a better place, that they're bright, they're innovative, and quite often they're very frustrated as well because it's not a system that really supports innovation or efficiency, and it should. And I don't know exactly how we do that. I guess if it were up to me, I'd probably throw everybody out and start all over again. But with the system in place, I'm not sure that it would be any more efficient or effective. I think it really needs to come from people saying, okay, I want to know exactly where my tax dollars going, every bit of it. And as I said, just the simple expediency of saying, okay, legislators have to read the things that they vote on before they vote on it. They couldn't get it passed. And what the legislators will say is there's so much, and there's It's so intricate that nobody could read it all. Well, then maybe have simpler laws. I mean, that's not an excuse of saying, well, it's all gobbledygook, so why should we pay any attention? Because somebody has to know what they're doing. And to say that you vote on something without having any idea what it was about is just asking for abuse. So I'm not sure. Again, I don't think it's where we put it as much as why we put it and how we put it and what are the regulations, what are the strictures that are in place so that we're not sending food to a famine country and all it does is get in somebody's pockets and it's never distributed to the people. I mean, that's what I worry about, and I think most people do. All right, keep going.
Stephanie says we need to spend more on our own economy and job growth and less on foreign aid. One in four children in this country does not get enough to eat. If we are the so-called richest country in the world, then this should not be happening. Our education system is trailing way behind other countries. It's obvious that something is lacking there. On the local level, I would like more to be spent on fixing our roads and bridges. Many of the secondary roads around where I live in southeast Michigan are crumbling and turning from pavement back into dirt because they are in such disrepair. I drive a bus for a living, and we often have to drive in the middle of the road because that's all that's left of it. There's only one half of a drivable lane on either side, nothing but dirt and holes left.
I mean, that's really alarming, and we have, I mean, I think every city, especially the older cities, have infrastructure issues. We had a water main break last week that brought the three of the subway lines to a screeching halt. And there was no terrorism, there was no sabotage, just old pipes that split. And I do have the sense, again, I think there is enough resource. It's just how it's deployed and by whom it's deployed. And that whole idea of people going and sort of bribing politicians is just really an anathema. I don't know how we got into this, but we've been in it for a long time. But it doesn't mean that we should stay in it. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't sort of say, okay. And you know, I'm not sure that the answer is all of us deciding next year we're not going to pay our income tax. Idea. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.